Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, Israel has launched a major tourism project for the year, and we wanted to hear more about it. Joining us on the line from Israel, Ilanit Melchior, a very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I just have to correct you. We are launching a huge project from the city of Jerusalem.
Oh, wow. So it's actually Jerusalem-focused.
Yeah. Exactly. No, because Jerusalem has felt, after such a challenging year, not only in Jerusalem, of course, all over the world. So we have been launching this great project called Follow the Light. The Jerusalem, city of prayer, city that is so important to so many religious and communities. So we thought it would be a great opportunity for the new year to open it for the world with a lot of light and hope and prayers. So you would be able actually also to follow it from outside of Israel. The idea is that there are 24 beautiful landmarks of the city of Jerusalem, from the Israel Museum to the City of David, the Tower, the YMCA building, where you would be able to drive with your car virtually or physically and go through those spectacular show of light, and you will be able to get to experience Jerusalem from far away or from close distance.
That's incredible. You know, it all started really with those cameras at the Western Wall, and that was something so novel and unusual, but so many people would log on to it just because it gave incredible inspiration. But this idea of being able to virtually drive through Jerusalem is really a phenomenal, phenomenal idea.
And I want to share with your listeners that better we should all go to our website, followthelight.org.il, and you'll be able also to, through an interactive app, to put the light in some of those landmarks yourself. And also you'll be able to take a picture of your family or close relatives and then put it on this mobile car virtually, and feel that you are going through the streets of Jerusalem on those beautiful different places that we have been launching.
Oh, I've just clicked on the website, followthelights.org.il. I really would urge people to do that. Sunday to Thursday, 1800 to 23, Shabbat 1 hour, Saturday 1 hour after the end of Shabbat. This looks really incredible, and you can actually access the website either in Hebrew, in English, in Arabic. Really just incredible. But just tell us, we were seeing photos last night of Jerusalem in the snow. Is it very beautiful at the moment?
Well, it's outstanding. The whole city, all those beautiful, the old city, the stadium, parks, everything is white. And I think that, it's another good sign for this year where, suddenly this beautiful, holy city is really being wrapped white. So it was a great, really wonderful day. It's been snowing all night, and now we can really enjoy it.
Absolutely incredible. Unfortunately, the line is not a very, very good one, so I'm not going to be able to ask you more questions. Ilanit, just that address again, the website again for our listeners.
Followthelight.org.il, and you can also go to our website, itraveljerusalem.com. So both websites will offer you all this wonderful experience.
Absolutely incredible, and what a great initiative. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. I apologize it's so
Thank
short,
you.
But I can see that the quality isn't great of the line. Have a Shabbat Shalom.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.